He'd probably say on a Monday he'd know how much timber was wanted, how many treads would be required for the week, and he'd work it out how many he'd want, and he'd run the treads, then he'd set it up for the risers, which is in them days we used to be like a tongue and groove, which is
Right.
not anymore. And then he'd
No.
run a load of risers
Mm-hmm.
through. Then the man on the cross cut a couple more to length for various jobs.
And that's when they came back to you
That's when they came back to
to
the day
assemble the
camp,
stair.
and you'd have to sort out what you wanted and get the treads, the right treads to go with the right risers, and you'd assemble all this, then you'd have the old animal glue pot bubbling away. And you'd get all the dirty brown colour, the glue, and
What do you
you'd wedge it
do?
all up.
Yes.
Then they'd put these what they call blocks in, triangle blocks, between the treads and the risers.
This would be underneath the stair, so it
Underneath,
wouldn't show when you had
yeah,
the stair, right?
they're fitted underneath like triangle blocks,
Yes.
and then pinned to the tread and the riser. The idea of them is to stop the treads squeaking.
Right.